It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Patrick Ruby of the Washington Times, who has a story in today's paper called Hardcore Libertarian Strives to Banish Democrats from His Life. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I thought I was the only one who had tried to banish Democrats from my life.
Well, there are others. in the words of in the old Return of the Jedi movie, there is another. So the story is about a guy named Eric Dongro. He's actually a former congressional staffer for Ron Paul. Now, he is, you can call him conservative. He's really, I guess, more of a libertarian,
yeah,
if you want to be semantic about it. But either way, he was a big Romney supporter of the last election, and he's taken the loss really hard, so hard that he has actually started a personal boycott of all things Democrat.
Okay.
When I say all things, I mean all things. I mean the musicians he listens to. I mean the businesses he shops at. I mean family members. He's got a brother who he thinks voted for Obama. He's not talking to his brother anymore. He plans to never talk to him again.
Oh, man. This guy really has gone over the edge, hasn't he?
He has. I mean, you know what? You got to say he's got the courage of his convictions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I must admit, after the election was over, I kind of sat there and sulked for a while, and I thought, you know, it's not really going to do any good. And within a couple of days, I was okay. And, you know, I foresee lots of problems for the country only because of my, you know, my Republican leaning. And I think that's natural. I'm not to the point, though, where I'm going to put up a sign for trick-or-treaters that says Republican families only.
He put this up, and that was actually before the election. Now, it is sort of to his credit and defense. I mean, he kind of, you know, this is not something that he could actually check. He wasn't asking to see, you know, little kids' non-existent voter ID cards. He wasn't asking for papers, so to speak. But he was passing out Romney literature and bumper stickers along with his candy. Again, I don't know if you're an 8-year-old kid if that's going to have any impact on you, but maybe the parents are paying attention.
Yeah, maybe so. He also enjoys like going into stores and playing games with store clerks, like, hey, you won't be around here much longer because the economy's going to get worse.
Right. Now this is where, in my opinion, this is where it starts to get a little weird. He'll go into stores and he'll say that he wants to print up business cards to give to, like, waitresses and waiters that read, you know, basically, sorry about the Obama economy. He also likes to go into any places that have electronic benefit transfer payments.
Oh, yeah.
You know, EBT, food stamps, or sort of social assistance. And really loudly, and I guess in his words, kind of obnoxiously, he will pretend he doesn't know what those are and then ask the cashier to explain. Once they explain, he kind of goes off on a whole thing where he's like, you know, really? I'm paying for this shopping cart full of food with my hard-earned dollars, and you're telling me that other people can buy this food with my tax dollars and get it for free? So it's kind of, and again, he does this loudly and with the express purpose of getting attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of these things where he really is kind of taking, I guess, the stuff you would read in the paper or hear on talk radio or sort of maybe think about politically, he's trying to apply it, like, just throughout his entire life.
Mm-hmm. Election night, he sat and cried.
He cried for an hour after the Romney loss. He was so nervous he couldn't even watch the returns on TV.
Oh, wow.
He was jumping around from about 3 to 4 different sort of right-leaning websites. And at first, you know, he was kind of excited. Things were looking good for Romney early on. But as the night kind of got a little later and he saw that Florida and Virginia, you know, weren't going into the Republican column, he knew.
Yeah.
And he took it really hard. I mean, his friends were calling him to actually check on them and just see, like, hey, are you okay? Are you going to be okay? And from the way he described it, he needed them to call.
Wow. And he sent out...
He
sent out a mailing telling people he would no longer be associating with Democrats?
Right. He sent out two things. He sent out an email to friends and people he knew saying that. He also wrote a blog post. This got a lot of actual attention sort of around the country. This is on a website called LibertarianRepublican.net where he blogs pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And I would call it a blog post isn't doing it justice. It's really a manifesto. And, you know, so he called Democrats the enemies of liberty, and so they deserve nothing less than hatred and utter contempt, which is strong words, but that's just the start of it. He said he is cutting off all contact communication with Democratic friends and Democratic-leaning friends and family members. He encourages anyone reading to do the same. He encourages them to divorce or break up with your spouse or significant other if they voted for Obama. Not even if they're Democrat, just if they voted for Obama. He said, if you have Democrat coworkers, don't speak to them. If you've got Democrat clients in your business, drop them.
Wow.
If your boss is a Democrat, quit. He even suggested having your pet dog poop on the lawn of any neighbors who voted for Obama.
Oh, man. This guy.
Now, obviously, some of this is probably there was emotions were high. Disappointment was great after the election.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I talked to him, he's like, yeah, I know, I was emotional. But he's like, I still feel all these things.
Okay, but he did sit down for an interview with New York Magazine, right? And that's a liberal publication.
That's true. And the interview is actually pretty amusing, I have to say. I have to give some credit to the writer. He posed a series of increasingly difficult and I would say ridiculous questions, trying to test how far Mr. Dondreau was willing to go with this. So he asked him a question like, a Democratic family member is dying of cancer. He wants you to come visit him in the hospital, which is within walking distance, before he passes away. Do you go? He asked him, you come across a neighbor who you know is a Democrat, who is drowning in a lake. You're the only person around. Do you help him? And then my favorite question, you require a risky, complicated brain surgery. There are only two neurosurgeons in the country that can perform it. One's a Republican. The other is a Democrat. The Republican is pretty much unknown, and the Democrat was just heralded by Time magazine as the nation's best neurosurgeon. Which doctor do you choose?
Yeah.
You know what Eric answered? He said, no. He wouldn't go visit the family member dying of cancer if they're a Democrat.
Wow.
He's not sure if he would save the Democrat neighbor drowning in a lake. And he would go to Mexico to have his brain surgery and also avoid medical red tape.
Wow. This guy really is hardcore. I got to tell you.
Is he
married?
He is. And actually, that's the funny thing. His wife is from China, and she really isn't interested in American politics. But, you know, what he told me is that... you know, he doesn't think she really understands what everything that's going on in the election and politics is about.
Yeah.
He told me, you know, she's still cool because she reads Chinese newspapers all the time. And one day she turned to Eric and said, you know what? I might become a U.S. citizen. And if I do, I think I'm going to be Republican because I don't like Obama. and that was good enough for him.
I'll bet. All right. Now, you've talked to this guy. You think he's going to be okay? Is he going to recover or is he going to remain in this mode that he's set in right now?
I think that he will probably remain in this mode for a little while. You know, he told me that the Republican Party, a lot of people, they want to move on from this loss. And he said, I'm not ready to move on. He did tell me, you know, maybe in 6 months, maybe a year, I'll be more ready.
Yeah.
So I think there's hope for him. And also, quite frankly, he's the first one to admit this. Trying to actually live out this kind of boycott is almost practically impossible.
Yeah.
Even he doesn't have enough time to really follow through to it. And, you know, he has to make compromises. I mean, he talked about listening to music. Now, he said he threw out about half of his CD collection. This is, you know, if Bruce Springsteen comes on the radio, obviously it's going to change the station. But John Bon Jovi, who came out and supported Obama, you know, Eric got rid of his Bon Jovi CDs, and he really likes Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, he used to be into the band Rush, which was a pretty libertarian-minded band. But in a recent interview, like, one of the guys in the band said that was just a phase. This made Eric pretty unhappy. and then he even talked about John Cougar Mellencamp and how,
yeah,
you know, he's a pretty big Democrat. But Eric read an interview where Mellencamp had some nice things about Sarah Palin. So in Eric's words now, it's like, it's kind of dicey. He's not sure what to do.
That's fantastic.
There's definitely limits to this kind of personal boycott. I mean, we are in sort of a divided country, so it's probably not a practical thing to go around never talking to a Democrat. And frankly, how are you even going to figure that out half the time?
Yeah, that's true. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's well worth the read. It's very entertaining. Hardcore Libertarian Strives to Banish Democrats from His Life. It's by Patrick Ruby, and it's in today's Washington Times. Always good to talk to you. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Andy. Take care.
5:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.